You're listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, Fairfield, Iowa.
This is Icon Art Radio. I'm Bill Teeple. I'm here with my co-host, Alan Cobb. And we have in the studio today the curators of the current exhibit at Icon Gallery, Wendy Reed and Karen Harris. And this is a show that the three of us have been planning for, I don't know, maybe 2 years, and we finally pulled it off, and it's a beautiful show. It's much more beautiful than I even imagined when we first talked about it. So, you guys are in the Art Quilt group of Fairfield. What do you call your group?
We belong to a Southeast Iowa sort of type of art quilt group called the Iowa Art Quilters. And we meet in Grinnell on a monthly basis.
So how do you distinguish art quilt from, say, the traditional quilting that's done by so many people here in the region?
Art quilts are original designs as opposed to established designs that have been used by generations of quilters. Art quilts they can encompass any number of techniques and media. From your using your original techniques of patchwork, piecework, applique, to including painting and embroidery, thread painting, and applying all sorts of additional multimedia things to the quilt. It can be painted in any number of ways, and all sorts of found objects, beads, and metallic objects have often been incorporated into art quilts.
There's almost no rules, except I think you have to have. Yeah.
So these aren't things that are necessarily going to go on someone's bed.
No. Definitely not.
And I know that because I've seen what we've ended up putting on the walls of our gallery. But for the listening audience, I wanted to get some idea of what an art quilt is. We have some that are quilted, like maybe some batting material, is that right? And then front and the back, and then they're stitched together and with a, you know, what do you call that?
They can be stitched by hand, or they can be stitched with a sewing machine.
But they have a pattern of stitching.
That's correct.
And it still has some reference to quilt, and yet these things look like artwork painting. One of them is even stretched on a stretcher bar and looks like a painting.
And yet we have
these elements, so that keeps it within the bounds of quilt art, I guess.
Correct. In order to stay within the definition of quilt, the artist still has to have three layers, the traditional top layer and the back layer and the inner layer or batting. And these layers need to be stitched together in some form or fashion. And outside of that definition of quilt, then the fabric, the thread, and any additional surface design work that is included is all the artist's paint and canvas.
Okay. It reminds me of book arts a lot. Like up in Iowa City, they have a large book arts department at the university. And the books that are made under book arts don't necessarily have anything to do with reading or even something that could be opened and looked at like a book. It has some relationship to the book, and then it's under book arts. So to see that the quilting world has pushed the limits in this fashion. But whatever the name of what's going on, the art that's in our gallery is fantastic. It looks like whether it's quilting or not, you could walk in the door and think this was an abstract expressionist art show of paintings, and it would compete with any gallery in any big city in terms of the power of the artworks. And you have selected four artists, and they're all unique. Each one is somewhat different. Each one is very powerful expression. Some is more conceptual, some is more abstract, some is more political. Would you want to talk about the four artists you selected?
Yes. I think we began, we first selected Astrid Hilger Bennett from Iowa City. And I believe it was last year sometime, she was actually featured in Quilt Art magazine and Quilting Arts magazine. And I brought it to you to show you. And she, it's interesting, three of the exhibitors begin with a blank canvas. Basically, they begin with a piece of white fabric or, you know, piece of blank canvas. Astrid, her quilts are basically a whole cloth quilt. Most of them are. Some of them are pieced, but there's very few pieces in them. There might be three pieces. And the size of her quilts range, what, about 45 to 60 inches in dimensions. And she's actually painting, printing, and doing the design right on top of that piece of fabric that she's stretched on her surface. And it's, she works on a vertical surface. And that's her style. And her, I love her artwork. It's beautiful. It's bright. When you first walk into Icon Gallery, it's a big wow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big wow. Do you have anything to say about her?
No, I was first introduced to Astrid the same way I saw the article featuring her in the Quilting Arts magazine, and then I subsequently met her through an association with the Studio Art Quilters Association and other Iowa art quilters within that association, and we got together, members of the Studio Art Quilters and the Surface Design Association and a few members of the Iowa Art Quilters group, and met Astrid and some of the other ladies. Carol Cooey was there. That's where I was introduced to Carol and her work. And she's also included in this Icon Gallery show. And her work is a little more political. She is a professor at University of Iowa. And her work features women's issues, particularly women of the Middle East and some of the issues that they have to deal with living under somewhat oppressive rule. She also does, she works with a lot with deconstructive screen printing and other surface design techniques.
And hers are mostly a whole cloth as well.
I think, yeah, we'll go through the four artists and talk about them, and then we'll come back to some of these techniques, because I'm fascinated by the various techniques that are used to create these images. So we've got Carol Cooey.
And we've got BJ now. BJ, did you meet her? I think Wendy had met BJ at one of her...
Another guild that I belong to, the Professional Art Quilters Association. They are based out of the Chicago area, and I met BJ Parody through that organization and have always admired her work, what I've seen.
Her work is... Yeah.
Let me just mention here, they have selected some of the most famous artists in the whole region. These are nationally known quilt artists, and that's what we've selected from. These are not just some local artists, they're very famous artists in the region. And they're now talking about how they got together. BJ is from Chicago.
BJ is from the Chicago area. Her work is completely different than Astrid's and from Carol's. She starts with a blank canvas, but I think most of her work is done on silk fabric. And it's, she loves nature, and you could see that in her work. Her work is about nature. I think she was, of all three of them, she's very popular with people that have seen the show so far.
She's a big hit with me too.
Yeah. And her work is luminous. It's just beautiful. And she paints. Is she doing with painting?
She does a lot of hand dyeing and painting.
Mm-hmm. And
somehow the dyes on the silk create a really iridescent kind of quality. Yeah. And it's like things in nature that have sparkly iridescent qualities, like wings of butterflies, and it evokes all of that for me. They're quite wonderful.
Yeah, there's a real a softness and a sweetness about her work that I really like. And then we have upstairs on the mezzanine, we have Judy Zolzer-Levine, and I'm going to let Wendy talk about her exhibit because it is an exhibit that travels together. There is approximately 28,
I believe.
Yeah, there's 28 pieces in this series called The Body of Evidence. And go ahead, Wendy.
Well, let me mention, though, that I would say that the larger group of adults likes B.J. Parody and Astrid and those that are more politically oriented, you know, go for Carol Cooey. But the more college-age kids all went for, because I just gave a lecture to a group of someone's class from the university, and they were really into Judy Levine stuff. So I don't know, it's the women's issues, the angst kind of stuff that's in there. The kids really related to it. But you talked a little bit about it.
Okay, I met Judy through the same organization that I met B.J. Parody through, the Professional Art Quilters Association. And Judy is from Wisconsin. And all of the pieces in this series, the Body of Evidence series, are all... they all use the same pattern. It's a woman's torso, and each quilt is addressing a different women's issue, from positive experiences to the negative, to being a housewife, to being
imprisoned.
You know, all sorts of different issues,
yes,
that women have had to deal with over the generations.
Well, it's such a diverse show. Each piece is like has its flavor, and then she puts these three words on the wall on the title that give you an impact of the meaning of it. And in fact, we've even got a whole booklet there that goes even deeper into the meaning of all these quilts. There's a lot of intellectual, kind of emotional thing, conceptual stuff that goes along with this, as opposed to B.J. Parody, which was all a beauty of nature kind of beautiful kind of experience, beauty, no head trip. This is definitely a head
trip. Definitely a head trip.
But it's also stunning to look at the show together, because the pace changing from one feeling and quality with the same image, the torso from the side, and then the torso from the side, and the torso from the side, but each one is a very stunning and stimulating visual experience, and then you go to another experience, and another experience, and another experience, and then you look at let your gaze cast around the room, and it's actually very cool. I think it's quite neat.
Each quilt has its own story,
right?
But visually, it's an impact visually to see all these side torsos.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost jarring, but it's kind of like that. to change from the American flag, the liberty is the American flag, the torso is the American flag, the torso is the gingerbread, what do you call it, apron.
Oh, right. The corset.
It's fun.
It's fun, from humor to
very
serious.
It funs quite the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
And it really got the young people.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, good to know.
So, let me just say, before we go on to techniques, I'm interviewing Karen Harris and Wendy Reed, the curators of the current exhibit at ICON, and we're on KRUU 100.1 FM. And this show, we're going to have an art walk on November 4th, 2011, and the show will come down on November 12th, 2011. So... let's talk about...
I just have to interject, since I haven't interjected anything so far.
I was waiting for you to say something.
I just want to interject that this is a show. If you're watching your radio in the present and not in the future, you should make it to Icon Gallery on the square in Fairfield, because this is an absolutely fantastic show. You won't... If you're thinking quilts, then you've got to come to this show because it will completely change your notion of what a quilt could possibly be and what quilt art is. It's simply another spectacular visual medium that people may not have experienced before, and you're missing something fantastic.
It's also tactically compelling because I've never in my life running Icon for 10 years put a sign on the wall that says, do not touch. But it seems to me that people think of this kind of fabric work and they're thinking quilts and they think they can just touch them like a bedspread or a piece of fabric in a store, and they can't help themselves. You just want to touch fabric.
It's hard not to, because you see a texture and you think, what is that texture actually? And, you know, is that, it looks sort of like metal, but maybe it's not. And so you want to kind of give it a quick touch. And I've, for some reason, people that I've seen, at least the ones crowding in on Art Walk, they do tend to have a feeling that, you know, you can handle everything in sight. I've had to ask people not to touch the art on a lot of occasions.
It isn't your general snooty audience. We don't touch in the gallery. But here in Fairfield,
there are little guards standing in the corners who move towards you ominously if you get within 3 feet of them.
But the quilts were another thing. I had stationed guards around this exhibit, and they all reported back to me that they had to stop people 5 or 6 times from touching.
In major shows all over the world, it's just the same. They have guards. No, they don't call them guards. They're women that have volunteered to, you know. And sometimes you'll go to a show and they'll have white gloves, and then women will have a white glove on, and they'll be able to show you the back of the quilt so that you can see the stitching on and how the stitching is done.
Sounds pretty snooty to me.
The tactile qualities of art quilt are why a lot of artists why they work with textiles, because they just enjoy being able to touch the different fabrics and the fibers, and that's what draws them to it.
The material is definitely, I'm sure, why so many do this. Fabric artists and the art quilters, it's like ceramics, that half of the impact of the thing is the nature of the material, and fabric arts feel the same way. It's like people just love fabric.
You see a beautiful ceramic bowl, and you just know how good that will feel if you could just pick it up, and it's difficult not to.
Well, I find it fascinating just in all of my reading, you know, because I love reading about quilts, and I like making quilts, but most of the major art quilters came to art quilting via an art background and not so much from a quilting background. Is that your experience too, Wendy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what pushed them over into that realm?
I think once they saw what they could do with fabric and the tactileness of it, they were sold from, and they just dropped their pencils and their paints, and
it's the element that the fabric brings to it.
Yes.
That is, it's more, it's rich.
Yeah.
So let's...
go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Oh, well, all right. I was just going to draw a connection to Judy Bale's work and how blurry the line is between working with fabric and working with window screen and working with fence materials and working with bridges and working with actual fabric and prepared fabric and modified fabric and distressed fabric and fabric-like materials. There's so many things that we deal with throughout the day that are manufactured like fabric, but we don't think of them as fabric. And then there are things that we deal with like fabric that aren't fabric. Like, you're sitting on a leather couch. That's not fabric, really. And, you know, these speakers are are membrane speakers. They don't have cones in them. They're sheets of material that you could actually make a quilt out of. It would be an odd thing to do, but that's half the fun.
If you could paint it and stitch it, why not?
You know?
Exactly. You get the three layers and the stitching.
And you've got it.
Yeah, a little batting.
Yes.
Well, I don't mind seeing a bigger push of people in our area getting involved with art quilting. Because I think it's very compelling. I mean, rather than just people thinking that they can enter into the realm of self-expression through painting on canvas, I would encourage people to approach how you can paint with fabric and stitching.
It does something interesting to put that sort of arbitrary boundary on it, that it is a quilt in some abstract sense of sort of the essence of quilt, and that limits it. And limitation in art, I think, is always the other half of
the equation. It's an invitation for a challenge.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you try to write a Petrarchan sonnet, there's not much you can do without breaking a rule. Mm-hmm. But once it all works, there you are in a whole new, a whole new field, and you can make constructivist works that are built from things that include fabric. And we've had quite a bit of that in the gallery in the last couple of years. But somehow this has focused the creative energy in a different direction. It's given it a little bit of focus that it wouldn't have otherwise. And I think that leads to some very interesting results. I think that's why the show is so exciting.
And I like the whole tradition behind it. It gives power these images that are different than if they were just some person painting in their studio or working with fabrics in their studio and bringing it out. The whole quilt tradition, it touches on women and women's groups and history and then you think, I know a little bit about the history of quilts. And all of that comes with me and is carried inside of me when I'm looking at the latest expression in this tradition. So
and quilts have a role in society in one form or another, practically any society except, I guess, tropical ones. And when you look at a quilt that isn't a quilt, you still have to reconcile it with the fact that it's a quilt. And that puts a tension on it that makes you see it differently.
Well,
it gives you something.
There's something metaphorical, especially in the Midwest and the South and the East to some extent, not maybe New York City, of more the rural communities. There's this metaphorical fabric connection of everyone.
Yeah.
That's tied up in quilts and
traditional quilts are also called comforters. That's part of what their legacy is, that a quilt is to make you comfortable. It makes you safe.
And women of all backgrounds, ethnicities, financial, everyone, any woman can create something and enjoy that process of creation and be comforted by it as well. I think there's something to be.
I actually haven't intellectually brought all this up to think about, but it's starting to get really interesting when we start to bring all this out. And then the quilting groups, and then you think of women of all kinds and ages and getting together, and they're all the same at that moment. There's a unity thing that happens in the context of the quilting group, but also in the context of women of all types and ages and intellects and everything participating of this throughout the entire nation. It's pretty cool. We haven't talked about some of these techniques that are used in the art quilting? Because I see these names, I see these on the wall when I'm looking at a quilt. It's time I discharge silk and various things. Could you say just a little bit about the techniques that are used?
Some
one of you?
Hard to say a little bit about it, but discharge silk screening is just a type of silk screen where the paint is laid down on top of the screen and then placed on a surface, and a squeegee is pulled across it, and then that screen is taken and squeegeed on fabric until all of the paint
has deconstructed.
Yeah, this is the deconstructed until all of the paint has left that screen, and it's just one of many processes of printing on fabric, and it's very exciting, I think, for anyone that's a quilter to actually make or create their own fabric with paints and stamps and dyes, and I think it's the most exciting because your piece becomes very original when you've created the fabric, and then you can use that fabric however you want to use it. You can cut it up, restitch it back together, or you can, you know, create a whole piece and then stitch on it.
Well, I think that's one of the most exciting things about some of the stuff in this show is
exactly
how they've created their own fabrics. It's
right.
Painting, really, and fabric painting ways. Mm-hmm. But then there's this, there's hand painting, and then there's screening, and sometimes they use a resist and paint with, like on the silk, will they use a resist and then put dye down, and it's resisted by the...
They even do sun printing.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if any of the artists in the current show used a resist. But BJ, in addition to hand dyeing and painting, she also did some discharging, which traditionally when working with fabric, you use a bleach solution to discharge some of the color. And Astrid uses a mono printing technique. Where she lays the fabric down on a padded table covered in plastic, and she puts the paint down in the design that she wants, and then puts the fabric over it and transfers the paint onto the fabric in that fashion.
I'm going to have to interrupt because we're out of time, but I hope we can continue this in the next show.
That would be great. Thank you.
You've been listening to Icon Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.